The Ginseng Harvest and Labeling Act would require that all raw ginseng packaging clearly show its country of origin. Bruce Wiege, the executive director of the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin, says local farmers are being undercut by imports from China and Canada, imports that are deliberately mislabeled as superior quality Wisconsin ginseng.
The taste and flavor is known around the world, especially in Asia, as being better. Bitter is better in that context.
Wiege says the soil and climate of central Wisconsin contribute to the quality of the crop, as does strict regulation of pesticide use. He says ginseng from China and Canada can contain a pesticide residue.
A lot of ginseng that's raised in Canada tends to be raised on former tobacco ground, and DDT was routinely used on tobacco and resides in soil and is subsequently being absorbed by the ginseng roots.
Wisconsin ginseng farmers were getting $40 a pound for their crop in 1990. They're only getting about $25 a pound today. The Ginseng Harvest and Labeling Act is being sponsored by Senators Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold and Congressman Dave Obey. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.